Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Mary Ann, and I'll be hosting tonight, and I have Jamie with me. Hi.
Hello.
Jamie. Hi. So we're going to talk about this last week of the show, and you can also want to, before we get started, I guess I want to tell you we are also on Facebook at Diva Days. And we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and I think we're on iTunes, and I think you can find us on Google. So, and I'm at Mama Under. What's that? And the blog. Oh, yeah, at blogstopbox.com. Yeah, she does the blog. And she also live tweets when she can on Twitter. So I'm on Twitter at Mama underscore Hooch, and Jamie, do you want to tell them where your Twitter?
Yeah, I'm at Jamie Coleman T, so the letter T at the end of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Diva's at Diva of Dole, and we have Anna at Causey Hooch, and we have Rose at Rose the Briar, and I guess we have to pimp the Hapkas. Maybe they'll call in tonight. So we're short a couple of hosts, so there's at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I guess we can start out this week. How did you think this week went, Jamie?
Boring as usual.
I guess maybe should we start out with the worst first or the best? I don't know.
What's the worst? Because there's so much that's bad.
There's so much that's bad. Well, probably that's mostly what we'll talk about, I guess. What's bad?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what your not so favorite is Paige.
Paige and
JJ. Yeah. Did I hear somewhere that someone? I don't know. Did you hear that? I don't know if it's a spoiler or not. Where someone finds out this information, or was that on the Corday? Was that on the February Posingly Sweeps.
Yeah, February Sweeps, yeah.
Oh, yes, where we say it's must sleep TV?
Yeah, that's what Anna said on Twitter.
Is that what Anna said? Okay, yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I saw that somebody hears that or has that, and I don't know what they do with it. It's kind of curious to see, you know, who finds out first. Do you have any ideas?
Mm-hmm.
On who it could be?
I don't know.
No? I don't know who I'd want it to be. I don't know if I want it to be Paige or I thought maybe Jennifer. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Paige? Yeah, well, I mostly fast forward their scenes, so. And I'm guessing Jennifer is probably going to be the last person to find out.
First what? I'm sorry.
I'm guessing Jennifer is probably the last person to find out.
The last person to find out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, it was pretty much.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it was pretty much Eve went over to JJ and JJ's house again, and they yelled at each other, and, like, I can't remember if Eve grabbed JJ's arm or JJ grabbed Eve's arm, but they almost...
I thought, oh, no. Not again.
But they didn't, finally.
No.
Finally,
yeah.
They stopped it. And then she just left, I think, after yelling at him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand her going over there. I mean, every time she goes over there, it's like, I don't know. I just don't get that whole relationship. It's just so strange. You know, I don't know. And she, they're
you
just
know,
making Eve just look so horrible. You know, she's just not. Yeah. She's no redeeming qualities at all.
Yeah.
I don't
why would she go over to the house anyway?
Yeah, why does she keep going over there? She keeps saying she doesn't want it to happen again, or she doesn't want him to. She wants him to stay away from Paige, but you know she keeps going over there. Which I don't know. She could leave. You know, she's one of the ones that you know would be fine to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, unfortunately, there's so many of those. That...
What's that?
Unfortunately, there's so many of those.
Oh, there's so many. I know.
Like I said the other week, they need like a serial killer storyline or something. Kill off at least 10 people.
Well, didn't I hear that was there supposed to be something like that? Some kind of mist, somebody's supposed to get killed, although we know Clyde can't be dead.
Yeah, he's probably wearing like a bulletproof vest or something, because I noticed on Twitter someone was saying that there was no blood. They didn't see any blood when he got shot.
Mm, okay. That's what I thought too. So I mean, you know, like he was.
Because that was the other thing. The beginning of the week that was huge was Victor hired his goon to
Victor's going badass again. Oh, Victor boy.
Yeah,
and did you see when he was plotting that with his guy? He kept looking at Maggie's picture.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of feeling guilty because he doesn't want Maggie to find out. He's going back to
right.
the dark side. So.
Yeah. He kept looking at Maggie's picture, and I thought, "Oh, wait till Maggie finds." And you know, she's going to find out somehow. But I guess if Clyde isn't dead, I guess. But you know, it's the whole idea he had the intention of killing Clyde. Okay, I'm trying to think what else. Okay. There's a lot of Kate. I know Anne. I don't know if Anna's going to be here or not, so I don't know. Maybe we can wait a little bit and talk and see if she calls in. She thought maybe she might be able to call in, and we can talk about.
Yeah, let's wait until let's hold off on that for now.
A little bit and see if Will and the one storyline I guess I'm kind of enjoying a little bit is Will, Sonny, and Paul.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I can't stand Will's behavior.
Right.
I mean, even
though
he started feeling guilty a little bit this week, it's kind of like too little, too late.
Yeah,
you know
all of a
mean?
Sudden, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it took almost a month, and with Kate's help, for him to start feeling guilty, it's like, why didn't you feel guilty right after you cheated? The moment you
and
cheated,
those are some of the good Kate scenes. Yeah, that we can talk about later, or Anna can talk about, you know, with Will.
Yeah.
But, I guess that's all. That's I think that was in the sweeps things too. I guess that's all going to come to a head. I'm anxious to see when they all find out about each other. You know, Will might lose. You know, he might lose Sonny altogether now because he might be the one that cheated on Paul, but Paul might be the one that ends up with Sonny instead of Will.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, and that was the other thing was Sonny went over to Will's office, which was kind of strange because. I noticed on Will's office door, instead of saying Will Horton on it, it said office instead. Which I thought
it said office.
Weird.
Yeah.
Usually and, Will's office door would say the person's name.
Yeah. This may sound kind of weird, but I don't know if you noticed it, or maybe it was just me and I just didn't understand what's going on. But at Will's apartment, is Will and Sonny in an apartment, or are they in a house outside? Because I don't know. Did you notice there was snow? Looked like there was. Did you notice there was snow coming down or something in the background, or maybe that you didn't notice that.
I didn't notice, but that part is outside, leading up to the door you're talking about.
Yes, like when someone opens the door, it looks like it's snowing behind them.
Yeah, well, that part's like a little, I think it's like a little alcove area, I think.
Oh, okay. See, I thought they were like inside a building, like how Daniel's is, how like they come off the elevator. So maybe
no,
not.
We've never seen them come off an elevator. I think just like there's this little alcove area. and then
okay. It's supposed to be like bleeding right from the outside. I don't know why, I just never noticed that before. I just always thought they were like inside a building or like on a second floor or something when they come into their house. I just never noticed that before.
I think it's supposed to be the ground floor leading up.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, wait a minute, is that kind of, did they mess up there or not? I didn't know. But
yeah. And that was the other thing I said on Twitter. Why are they spending all this money on snow, but they can't spend money on sets or bring the people back?
Oh, yeah, all that
like
fake snow.
Someone say, oh, there goes the budget for bringing Patch back. They wasted the budget on bringing him back for the snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they could afford, if they did that, could afford to bring up, you know, back a lot of other vets that are so badly needed, and all they do is keep bringing on these new people, like this new guy with Teresa, whatever his name, Clint. Oh, my gosh. He is so bad.
We found out this week he's working for Kristen, though, so. I'm guessing he's only a short-term character then.
Yeah, I hope so.
And he was talking on the phone to another one of Kristen's thugs, I guess. So the doctor Teresa. Yeah, he was talking on the phone to him.
And it looks like
having all these flashbacks, and she kept running into all these babies and freaking out at the hospital.
Yeah, Teresa's having, every time she sees a baby or anything like this, she's getting her memory back. You know, she's kind of remembering, and so that's guy keeps checking on her to make sure she doesn't remember, but she seems to be starting to have these flashes of memory. Now, of course, you know, so, and it looks like Melanie's going to be dragged into this because she overheard Clint talking about Teresa and watching her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of hope that in the end, Melanie saves Teresa and they become friends.
Yeah, it could be. You can see where they're starting to try to redeem Teresa now a little bit.
Yeah.
But like before, she was just so downright rotten. I mean, I still don't care for her, but I can see where they're doing a little bit redeeming her there, but not other than Eve, too. I mean, Eve is just so downright rotten. I mean, Cher, there she is. Like, they had scenes with her and Jennifer, and she was just like blasting JJ and saying that he was cheating and on her little girl. Well, what do you think you did to your daughter? What a, talk about the word hypocrite. Wow.
Yeah.
Eve is like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. It's just like, she's, you know, she's excusing her actions, but like getting down on JJ. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just don't.
And then the other
big
thing this week was Melanie and Brady, they're were about to go on a date, so they left
the
mansion, and Melanie saw in the eyes, and so they went back inside, and they said that they got hyped with them, you know, so they started taking off all their clothes.
Yeah,
now, that's just
really
silly, because how do you get hypothermia after just going outside for 5 minutes? It's impossible.
Yes, I know. Well, it was a reason for Brady to take his shirt off, you know? We just need, you always need a reason for Brady to have a shirt off. But it was funny. Yeah. Like, oh, and then they needed body heat to stay. Yeah, all they did was slip on the ice, which we've all done, and fell on the ground and got our clothes a little wet. We just go in and take them off and go put dry clothes on. But they, you know, they had to get under the blanket and stay warm. That was cute.
Yeah.
And then Victor walked in.
Yeah, but I thought they were going to start having sex, and I was like, no.
You don't want that to happen.
No.
Not yet. No, not yet. Not that quick.
Yeah, well, I like Melanie and Brady as friends. I don't like them romantically. Plus, them having sex after canceling their first date would be weird.
No. I know if they're going to have them go that far, I think that it should develop very slowly because they were friends and then, you know, into that,
and
but
it should happen after. Yeah, it should happen after they go on dates, not before.
Yeah,
but
give it a little bit.
When Victor walked in, I can't remember what exactly he said, but it was funny when he walked in.
Yes, what I used to do a lot of times when I was watching shows is I should take notes, especially Victor. At least put Victor's quotes down there. Maybe somebody else will know. I think I have a caller will bring on in a couple of minutes. But I never could. Yeah, he has like always these good lines, you know. But I forget what he said. Because I think he said called Clyde a popsicle, didn't he? Some kind of popsicle.
That was last week, I think.
A Clydesicle or something.
Clydesicle,
like that.
Yeah.
Clydesicle, that was like last week. But
yeah, that was last week. But this week with the Melanie and Brady, I can't remember what he said when he walked in. But
he was like really understanding. He says, well, I'm not that old or something. I'm not that old. And he seemed like he was like Danning, and he likes Melanie, so he seems like he's all for it.
I think part of
Brady was ready for a lecture.
Teresa so much as well.
What's that?
I think part of the reason is because he hates Teresa so much.
Oh yeah, because Brady was waiting for
rather want Brady to be with Melanie rather than Teresa. So I think that's why he's pushing for Melanie and Brady, because he doesn't want Brady to go back to Teresa or Kristen or even Chloe.
And Brady was waiting for a lecture about Melanie, and he more or less was warning him about Teresa. But I guess the baby whole thing is probably going to come out sooner or later too.
Probably
Kristen's baby is really Teresa and Brady.
Yeah. And then I heard rumor that they might have twins. Like Kristen keeps one of the babies and gives Teresa back another one.
Oh really? Oh, Kristen shouldn't have any babies. Although Teresa shouldn't have any babies either.
Really. Well, I said Nicole should adopt the baby.
Yes, Nicole needs the baby.
Yeah,
you know?
They're going to drag Nicole down this far. They need to give her a baby at least.
Yeah, that girl can never find a happy ending with any guy. Everybody.
And two miscarriages instead of one. Terrible.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
The main thing was this Edward guy and Serena.
Oh, yeah, Edward and Serena.
So I guess we'll talk about that, right?
Yeah, well, if you want to, we can talk about that. I guess Nicole talked to this Edward, who was her source, and she thought it was a credible source. Of course, she didn't get him, like, checked out or anything.
So brought the flash drive over to Daniel's apartment to expose Serena. And apparently, there was like this Edward guy is Serena's ex-boyfriend who is crazy or something. And he tried to get revenge on Serena by stealing her work, and that was what was on the flash drive, him stealing her work.
Mm-hmm. And it was the opposite of what he was saying. He was saying Serena stole his work. And then it kind of all came out that he was nuts. But I still kind of think that he's just playing the part, and him and Serena are in it together.
Maybe, because this whole thing
seems
silly.
Yeah,
it
seems silly.
Their work just seems silly, but I'm thinking they're probably working together. And we saw Serena taking pictures of these elephant artworks in Eric's apartment.
She's after his artwork for some reason, And, of course, they're throwing Nicole under the bus. Now she's the terrible one because she was going after Serena. And I guess Daniel did make a point. And what he means is why he's breaking up with her is because she did it because of Eric, that she's still in love
she's
with Eric. And
with
I think,
Eric, yeah.
Yeah. And I think to a certain extent, I think that's true. And I can see why he thinks that's true. And although she says it's not, although I do love the chemistry with Daniel and Nicole, I think it's even more so. Than Eric and Nicole. Of course, they didn't really give us much of Eric and Nicole. They teased us with Eric and Nicole, but they never really gave us much of them.
I mean, I like both, but now Eric is just so annoying.
Eric, he can't forgive. He can forgive everyone else, and he's a priest.
He can forgive Kristen, the woman that drugged and raped him, but he can't forgive
Nicole. And now Serena is saying to Eric, they have to, about Colton, because she thinks, you know, Nicole, that he still loves Nicole. Cole will still always be between them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if they're trying now. They're going to try to get those two back together. I don't know. So I don't know.
I don't know. It's just so confusing. Yeah. And I'm tired of Nicole always losing. And when she left Daniel's apartment, first Daniel tracked her down at Ravis New Club and then yelled at her, and then she left. And then she went over to the Horton Square, and then Eric yelled at her some more. Just like, oh, these people follow her around town just to yell at her. Just leave the poor woman alone.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I was waiting for her to go back to Brady, and, you know, I don't know. Because I guess their relationship is still okay. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really seen much of Brady and Nicole scenes, though.
No.
And with Brady and Melanie together, I doubt it. That, and with the whole Kristen and Teresa situation, I'll doubt it that we'll Cole and Brady scene anytime soon.
Yeah. And then we had the whole Chad and Jordan thing. But he,
yeah,
I guess it came out, you know, because he, that's why he kind of set Ben up to get back at Jordan for kissing Rafe. And she told him that it was Rafe that kissed her. And I don't know. I think it's, now maybe, did I take his conversation with Stefano that he's actually playing Jordan? That he's really not in love with Jordan? Did you get that?
I'm not sure, because Stefano said to Chad, you should start going after Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that Chad is actually still in love with Abigail and just using Jordan to annoy Ben,
That's kind of the feeling that I've always gotten, that he's just using Jordan. Because that came on all of a sudden, and I don't like them two together anyway. I don't like Jordan with anybody. Mm-hmm. I just don't like Jordan, period.
Yeah.
Never did.
Yeah. Oh, did you see on Twitter the actress playing Jordan? She was starting to bash Amanda Bynes' health concerns.
I saw you tweet that, but I did not see it on Twitter. But I saw that you had tweeted it.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
She was trashing, you know, the actress Amanda Bynes. She was bashing her and about her health concerns, and people were saying that, telling her to stop it. Because Amanda Bynes, she might be bipolar or depressed or something, and then she continued on, ignored people telling her to stop it, and just continued on bashing her.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah. So she didn't really seem
to. Although Amanda Bynes does have a problem, a big problem.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I
clearly,
guess that's not
the,
you know, not for her to be going out on public Twitter talking about it, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so it just seemed very classless of her to do that.
Right, right.
And if she's like that in real life on the show and stuff, no wonder she got fired.
Yeah. Well, the character.
And then I think
just,
Anna said on, and I think Anna said on Twitter, well, at least Amanda Bynes, she could act, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Meaning Jordan can't act, yeah. Well, actually, there's a lot of people on Days that can't act. A few better ones, but, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And some have come along, you know, some weren't as good when they started. Some have gotten a lot better. But,
yeah.
No. So was there anybody else we didn't bring on a caller? Hope and Aiden are going to sell the house. And Hope and Sierra are going to go along with them. I guess there's going to be more. I guess we just want to know, is Aiden
really
a good guy or a bad guy?
Yeah, they weren't really on this week. I think they were on the
week.
Or
was that last week? Was that last week? Or was that the beginning of this week? Okay.
I think it was a little bit of both. I think it was the end of last week and the beginning of this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
we
have a caller.
They weren't really on a whole lot this week, but I do know that they're going to have more coming up because that's also on the February sweeps preview. It's more with them, so.
Yeah, well, February sweeps, like, sounds like February sleeps. It's like, there's nothing to get
next
excited about,
be,
really.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Will, Sonny's finding out about Will cheating, I guess. That should be good, I guess. But
oh, yeah.
And did you see the promo coming up for this week?
For Days? No, I didn't see it. What was it?
Oh, okay. Well, someone came up behind Sonny and grabbed him.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he gets injured because we see him laying on the hospital bed. And
oh,
I
really?
Tweeted out, yeah, and I tweeted out that, well, we know Sonny's going to be fine because Daniel's going to get his hands on him.
Oh! Oh, God. Oh, yeah, Sonny will like that.
Yeah.
So now I wonder what that is all about. Like, where's that storyline coming? Somebody attacks Sonny, or?
Yeah, because he was in the woods somewhere, came up from behind and grabbed him. Well, we didn't see
oh.
who it was.
Uh-huh.
And saw him in the hospital.
Oh,
lying on the hospital bed.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I see Justin's supposed to come back. And
yes.
we'll find out what he's been up to or something. They're going to explain where he's been or whatever, and I guess, I don't know, is it going to be, I'm sure there will be problems with him and Adrian so she can get closer to Lucas, which I do not
yeah.
like that pairing at all. I don't know. I'd like both mm-hmm. of the characters. I don't know if I like them together, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Remember?
And my guess is they'll probably have Sonny cheat or something silly, predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They'll have Justin cheat. And
yes. They, yeah.
And I guess, and maybe Sonny will tell Will, oh, my dad cheated, and that'll be right before Will tells Sonny that he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess, is that Will will almost confess to Sonny, but then Sonny will say, oh, my dad cheated, and then Will step away and not tell Sonny because he doesn't want to hurt Sonny more than he already has been.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonny almost told, I mean, Will almost told him, so.
Yeah.
I think we have I think Angela's here. I'm going to bring her on.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I think that's her. Hello?
Hi, ladies. Hey,
oh,
it's Angela. How are you?
Okay. That
Hello.
Was your number. Good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Enjoying the two of you. Like I said, I really
okay.
think Jamie's... I think we need to start selling Jamie t-shirts. She's got quite a few good little deadpan comments.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She knows her days. We can depend on her to come up with it when we miss some of the show or trying to figure some of these things out. So, yeah.
I mean, I
well,
passed
all,
a lot
I'm
of stuff
all about,
right now.
Thanks for that. What's
yeah,
that?
I'm all about the. I said I'm all about what she was saying about. I just do not think Brady and Melanie should be a couple.
No. Yeah, I mean, hear a lot. I hear that a lot of people don't like that idea. They like
it.
Just,
you know,
better.
I mean, Victor. She was already his daughter-in-law, so yeah, I guess he does like her probably better than most of them.
Uh huh.
Already,
he'll bring his granddaughter-in-law, and he's kind of like he's a step grandfather too. Oh, the dynamics there are all. You get a headache trying to
like
figure
I
out
said,
the relationship thing.
Yeah, you'd have to sit down with a piece of paper and really figure it out. But like I said, but yeah, Philip was. Is Victor's son, and she was married to Philip, and it's just the whole thing. It's just I don't understand that part of it at all, and I really don't. So, I thought Jamie brought up a good point about Serena and Edmund, and again, I'm talking about this, and I'm promise you, I'm not watching much of the show, so I apologize. So if I say something wrong, please correct me. And like I said, any opinion is just my own thought of just from based on what I've read primarily, what y'all told me. But the guy that they brought on, I think, is recurring. Isn't that right, Jamie?
Oh,
the
I'm
guy
not
they
sure.
brought
I
on.
Think so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, I'm not
and
sure.
So it doesn't sound like he's going to be there for a real long time. But I think Jamie's right. I think they're in cahoots.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah,
he's.
I'm pretty sure they. It just
yeah.
that whole thing just seems kind of strange. I knew. I said something. I figured it out before it was even there. Something. You know, they're going to download those files, and it's not going to be what it is. It's going to turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Going to all come back on Nicole. You know, you could just kind of figure that out.
I
know, Nicole
I
wasn't going
to so
ever be right.
Irritated.
You know?
Aren't y'all I mean, she, Arianne Zucker is at this point now the best actress that they have on the show, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And she has
yeah.
been on that show on and off for almost 14 years. And, I mean, if I were her, I mean, I would take all of the storyline as a complete insult. I really would. Because
yeah.
it's just foolishness. It really is. I just, you know, clearly they killed the Eric story. I mean, I was all about, you know, Eric and Nicole and Brady. That was the money shot. That was the good story that we waited for, and then they just killed it. For whatever reason, they've just killed it, and it is. It's like Eric is like a walking zombie now. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to anything he does, and I don't know. I think it's just such a waste of Greg Vaughn.
And yeah, you're right, there's no reason for Eric to go back to Serena. I mean, she's the next girlfriend, but she was the next girlfriend before he became a priest, so why all of a sudden tell him
right.
to be back with her?
And how you're speaking about, like, Ari Zucker being disgusted and Eric Vaughn and all this. I don't know if I think we discussed it last week, but did you see the three of them and Sean mm-hmm. Kirsten included pulled out of the Canada? Did we talk about that last week?
Yep. I think we didn't know about Sean Kirsten yet. We only knew about Greg Vaughn and
he was tweeting
Ari
about
Zucker.
It and all the people. And there was different. And I even said something mm-hmm. to him or tweeted and someone said and people were questioning. Why? Because you're not going to be with the show anymore? Or, you know what I mean? They were just more or less coming out and asking him now whether he wanted or not.
I mean, I don't know that, but honestly, if you look at the contract dates, Ari is up in March. I think Sean Kirsten is up in February. And of course, Greg Vaughn, I forgot what he's there. You know, I think they probably have to give him at least 13 to 26 weeks lead time. But he's obviously expressed, at least at some points, you know, his displeasure with the story. And, he has really broken his neck to go to several General Hospital actor events, not just, you know, they had All My Children actor, not old, but former All My Children actors and some other ABC people too. But, you know, I mean, he did one whole thing in a weekend. He went to a day's event and then flew like all the way across the country to go to the GH or ABC type event too. So I think he's trying to hedge his bet. I sent out a tweet last week about Get Lucky, you know, like the old song, the 80s song. I would love to see him go back on General Hospital. Because they're going to use him like this.
So I don't know if there's anything to that or not. So I guess we'll see. You know, it just seems kind of odd that all three of them.
Look at all the people that make any money. I mean, I'm not saying that the younger people are not making money, but my guess
not
would
like
be that they're making less. And
right.
so I think that's exactly what's happening is that you're going to see all of the mid-range people except for like Christian Alfonso, the lady that plays Maggie. I don't know why I'm still scraping my Suzanne Rogers
right.
there.
Suzanne
and
Rogers.
You know those mm-hmm. folks are going to be there for the duration. You know I don't think that's
right.
going to change. You know, but you know Cassie DePaiva came on there, she's not making the kind of money that Arianne Zucker is making. And I think Ari's already sold her house. So I don't know. I have no idea, but honestly, I think it's such a waste. The storyline has just been, she can have chemistry with almost any male that they've got on that show.
Right.
I don't think that's ever been an issue if they would give her a story, but it's like they absolutely do not want us to be invested in Nicole. And so therefore they write her. This is, you know, this is typical soap opera, you know, soap dish. Everybody used to go back. I saw that movie again not too long ago, and I just said it was so good. Whoopi Goldberg, Sally Field, you know, the whole came out like the late 80s, early 90s. But it's exactly what they do. They write these you know, they write terrible stories so people won't have any more interest in that character and they won't care if they're gone. And I feel like that's exactly what's going on. Like I said, I don't know what
you know, but like Nicole, as far as Sean Kristen, or Ari makes us care about her, even though Nicole does all these bad things. Yeah,
she makes you understand
why she does these things. You know,
the greatest compliment I can think. The greatest compliment. Well, I met her in person, and honestly, she is one of the sweetest and kindest people I have ever met. So she is totally not like Nicole in real life.
She is a lovely person, very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Very
What's
gracious
that, Jamie?
Person.
I've heard she does a lot of charity work as well.
Oh.
She does, and she's just a caring person. I mean, just like I said, just I can't say enough about her graciousness. She's very sweet, and but she's very serious about her acting. Like I said, if I were her, I would be, just really perturbed. I mean, this is just silliness, and just it looks like it's just filler to me. A lot of this stuff now, and like it doesn't make any sense. She's all of a sudden going to go ahead and give all this credence to this guy that just called on the phone and said, "Oh, I've got a scoop for you. So and so isn't really like
it's because of her love for Ari." You know, that's what Daniel is saying.
It's just silly. I don't know. Like I said, Sean Kristen, that's the other thing, too, is that, when you look at, I was reading some of the things this week about the different fan event shows, and I've been, I went to a couple of fan events in 2010, and, of course, Daniel did not have as large of a role back then as he has now. Daniel is now involved in almost every storyline on the show.
Oh, yeah, he's like one of the main players.
And he wasn't back then, but they said that next to it, at the events, besides, James Scott, that really he had the largest, I know in Atlanta he did, he had the largest, group after James Scott. As far as people wanting to get his autograph and talk to him. And, of course, and they were all saying, "We like you. We think you're a good actor. We just hate you with Jennifer." So
Jennifer. Isn't that funny? Yes.
I feel so bad for him. I mean, that makes it hard
but
for him.
But now we
like him with
Nicole. I do like him with Nicole. I like him as, with Parker. I like him better as the father than I do as with the women. Yeah, but and I like him with Melanie. But I do like him with Nicole. But I did not, I don't think anybody
liked
him.
I think Ari is great, and I think he's a good actor, and I think he's a very experienced actor, which is what they've got to have a few of on that show. Like I said, Cassie DePaiva, again, they're writing a terrible character for Eve. I remember Eve; she's a layered character. It could be so much fun and interest in her.
Miserable. That's a good word for her. Yeah. Yeah,
and so it's just,
terrible.
But Cassie is a good actress. Like I said, she was an excellent actress on One Life to Live. Given decent material, she can do a lot. But they've got to keep some senior actors on that show that, can go through the paces. You can't just have people that, are 21 years old and just out of high school, and have taken a couple of acting classes. And I think there's been some, I saw something that I thought was really almost out of the way ugly, and about the actress that plays Paige. She's young. She's a young girl. And like I said, I was certainly never a big Molly Burnett fan when she was on. Allie Sweeney was not the best actress when she first came on.
No, none of the even like showing Chelsea. I didn't like her first either. They did, they did improve and get better,
Oh well, the Chelsea.
So did Melanie too.
I think Blake Barris did the world for both those characters. They put him with Blake because Blake was such a good actor that they put him with him, and all of a sudden they both became much more rootable and interesting, but they don't have a lot of Blake Barris's right now, so I'm looking at the clock and trying to figure out what are they really taping now because this is
are they like,
know,
what,
February.
5 months ahead? February?
They're 5 months ahead.
Why?
And
July,
honestly, I just
August?
Yeah, I
summer
I, for at least May, at least the end of May, and you know, or getting close to it. Even if they took some extra time off, which I think they do, you know, they've got such an odd film schedule, especially first quarter every year. It seems like they're off more than they are in some of the other quarters. But I really think it's quite interesting. You know, to me, you know. Yeah, they can't. Well, they can do anything they want to, but if they're going to just end up with a bunch of newbies and Christian Alfonso and Aiden or whatever, and not bring back, like, just like what Jamie was saying, at least let's, if for towards the end for the 50th anniversary, reunite Patch and Kayla, you know, and at least bring Peter Beckel back for a week. I don't care what the excuse is; they can come up with whatever they want to say. They can even stay divorced.
The thing is, though,
with
Peter,
think,
Peter probably himself wouldn't want to come back, is what I'm thinking, even if they wanted to bring him back. Do you
think?
Even
if he's disgusted with the show, which I'm sure he is, and I know he's also a very strong activist with the unions, and to say the least, Days of Our Lives and Ken Corday have not been, have not always played fair with the unions. So I think that also probably plays a part in it too. But I think, bottom line is Peter Beckel knows he is well loved. He has been a well loved character on that show for decades, and he has a lot of fans, and he interacts with them on Twitter, and you know, and he cares about his fans, and he knows, and you know, he knows that, you know, truly the fans have been kind of cheated out of any kind of reasonable conclusion. He is a major character on that show. I mean, long-term, not short-term, but long-term, you know, right. Other than like Mrs. Horton, you know, I mean, you know, it was a huge loss to have him go. And for whatever the reasons were, you know, to me, I think he would still come back. Not necessarily.
They need to bring a lot of the vets back. I mean, a lot of them. Just like GH did, and I have this feeling they're not going to do it.
Well,
I mean, I think we're hoping, and we're going to be sorely disappointed in what they're going to give up.
I have hoped for so many things. The happily ever after with EJ and Sammy, I truly, truly went there, and yeah, we sure as heck didn't get that. So I just want them to give a happily ever after to some of these other couples. Give Nicole a baby. Let her and Eric go off into the sunset, you know, with the baby or whatever happened. Whatever. Like I said, I just would like to see that. But to me, you know, dreaming, and this is just a dream, is that let them wrap up whatever they're going to wrap up at the end of May. And then for the summer, which I said this back when we had Higley, when I hated the show the most as far as writing, but, you know, it's to have some, do something, have some episodes. That brand has been strong for NBC for almost 50 years now. And they can play that up. They could go back and do stories like they did when they did the Santine story, where you end up with a bunch of veterans, you know, sitting around reminiscing at the pub, and then they'll go into something else. But I would like for them to do that kind of reminiscing, and then let's do way back flashbacks. Surely, this sounds crass, but by now, a lot of the people from the 70s are dead. So they're not going to have to pay those people a whole lot of money.
They should definitely do flashbacks and bring a lot of the ones that they can bring back.
Exactly,
Jamie,
and I mean, it sounds crass, too. But
did you have an
idea,
Jamie, or what?
Oh, well, I was going to say, did you listen to Martha Madison's radio show this week?
No. What did she say?
No.
Well, they had Patrika Darbo, who played Nancy West on there, and she said, and she was very funny on that show.
She's a huge person.
Yeah, she said she's a union member, and that she was, she's on the radio show petitioning for her and Martha Madison to return today for the 50th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. There's, you know, yeah, Belle and Sean, you know, Chloe and Philip, Shane and Kimberly.
Yeah, and she's
Pat,
but if
and,
they would, if
Tony
they,
and
they
Anna.
Could bring those people in, they could bring those people in, film
Calliope and
discussions, vignettes, whatever. And then, mm-hmm. and it really wouldn't even take up that much production time. And then they could just use some of the flashbacks. They've lost, which is sad, but almost every writer up until really Sherry Anderson now, that, you know, early days, is dead. So, and now even the director, like I said, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago, Wes Kinney passed away. So, I mean, they really wouldn't have to, I mean, they wouldn't have to pay a lot of those people because
yeah, like they could do something
gone.
Like a dedication at the hospital, like for, you know, make it the 50th anniversary, something with Tom Horton, you know,
mm-hmm.
the 50th whatever mm-hmm. of him taking his position at and then have everybody come back or have this big reception, not like a nurse's ball, but like maybe a big party or a big gala,
have
you know,
have Susan Flannery
gala.
Come back as Laura.
Right,
know,
and just
Flannery
have all
and
these people return to honor and to celebrate and to say their memories of, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the Hortons, how they, you know, and just like, and go through the years, go through the 60s, the 70s, 80s,
mm-hmm.
and then bring those people back. You know, they need the fans to plan this thing. Because a
they
lot
need,
of fans
and,
can
well,
all plan it and do it
be,
right.
Yeah, and they have.
It's going to have to be on the cheap. Whatever they do, it's going to have to be on the cheap. But I wrote a tweet. I don't know if it was last week, but maybe this week if I have some time, I'll write something else. But I really think, you know, even if there was a lapse, even let's say come September Days is not on the air, daytime, NBC could still leverage, and it would still be a very big honor for the show, because there have been a few shows that have done this, but not that many. Now, like, for example, Love of Life, which was on many years ago. It was one of the shows my grandmother watched. You know, when it went off the air in, like, 82 or whatever, I mean, Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News and a very young Jeff Greenfield, I posted this about 6 months ago, had a, like, over 5 minute segment on the CBS Evening News.
Oh, yeah,
giving
I remember you
a great history,
that, yeah.
You know, of Rose Hill, New York, and what had gone on the show and everything. And it was really, and I kept thinking, you know, NBC could easily
do
a 2 hour primetime show.
Primetime, exactly. They should, for 50 years, and buddy, at one time in their life, has either heard of it, saw
mm-hmm.
it, caught it, even if they didn't watch like we do, somebody knows
exactly.
of, like, the Hortons at Bo and Hope or Stefano or something. You know, they know something
exactly.
about Days. They could do a 2 hour prime time, even an hour, but, you know, something to honor, you know, or recognize
I think
the show.
I think it could be very good, and it would give the history, it would give somebody the understanding, maybe somebody that's not watching now, of what the soaps, as far as storytelling, really was all about. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of people that, especially I would think younger viewers, may or may not really even understand the history of why the shows are like they are and how they began and you know, or even why they're called soaps. I don't know. But I just think there's just a lot they could do. And like I said, using that Walter Cronkite and Jeff Greenfield thing as an example, that I really think, you know, with, you know, to really give it some respect, number one, that this was an important program for this network. And 50 years is amazing for any show. And, you know, to have however many, 12,000 or 13,000 episodes, however many there are, I think that really would be a fitting way to say goodbye. What would not be fitting is to continue with the show like it is right now. It's just a mess. And I know I'm being kind of ugly, but I just, you know, I'm not even watching it to any extent. Reading and listening to Jamie and listening to you guys, Marianne, to
mm-hmm.
kind of stay caught up with what's going on. But like I said, I would rather them do that and,
yeah.
and go
even,
out on
even
something
though it's,
positive.
Yeah. Even though it's so bad and lately, I mean, I can't give it up until it actually goes
well,
off the air, and
good.
I probably
mm-hmm.
won't at this point because I grew up watching it ever since I was like 11 years old, off and on through the years. More on now, but yeah, it's like, You know, I'm
and
not going to give it up.
Revealing, so.
I have clear memories back to 1974. I've watched it a long time. But
yeah, mine's like
but honestly,
68, something like that. It's like a long, it's been a long time. So
I remember I remember when Suzanne Rogers came on the show as Maggie Simmons. That was one of the biggest. That's the storyline that I remember the biggest as far as when that happened.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then also when Addie died, you know, when Addie had Hope and she got run over by that truck. And I can remember that episode. So there's history. All of us have watched the show for a long time. So, I don't know. It just seems to me that they don't have the money. I think that's the key thing. They do not have the money to keep the production going. And now they've got the actors, SAG-AFTRA, you know, they've got to increase pay 7-8%. That's going to increase their budget significantly. That's why all the soaps are going to end up cutting staff, because probably very few of them, if any, other than maybe possibly General Hospital, Young and the Restless, maybe wouldn't have it quite so bad as some of the others, because they bring in a lot more revenue than the rest of the shows. But, they're going to have to cut people. But like I said, it's ridiculous to just cut the people that are veterans. You know, I mean, and just to keep veterans off from another show. I was never an As the World Turns person. I watched a little bit at the very end. I saw the last few episodes because I was curious about Mara West and Michael Park, because so many people talked about what a great team they were. And they had like six people from General Hospital. General Hospital had let go of loads of them.
Oh, yeah.
They put them all on As the World Turns
before we go off.
At the end, and people were going, we love seeing these people, but we wanted to see them on General Hospital. We don't know about them.
Have you been keeping up with General Hospital at all?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I try to watch an episode or two a week. I haven't seen a whole week's episode in a while.
I wanted to ask Jamie what she thought about the fluke at the end.
Oh, you saw it on Friday at the end.
Yeah.
With the skeleton body.
The skeleton body. So do you think that's really fluke is Luke? Like a crazy Luke?
Well, I've heard a few theories that Helena has brainwashed Luke.
Right.
Or that Fluke was Luke, and Luke had gone crazy and, you know, just imagined everything that happened in the basement. He was just imagining and that it was
He's
really
just imagining
kind of
like a psycho.
Later.
Yeah, like a psycho theme or something.
Yeah maybe. It could definitely be interesting.
Yeah, it is like, you know, it is taken, you know, that is, you know, it's just like he's imagining that, or was it Bill Eckert? It's too obvious, I guess, to be Bill Eckert. So now maybe it really is, you know, here we didn't think it was Fluke or Luke. Now maybe Fluke really is Luke and Helena's in control. I'm still hoping somebody's in more control, more so than Helena. So, you know, it's like it's time to bring Victor back. So I don't know. I keep thinking, but I don't know. They don't know if they're going that way now or not. So. But it's interesting.
And I heard
I think they're going to make it. Has anybody, have y'all watched the new show with Nancy Legrand that they're doing, the GH
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
What do y'all think?
I like it.
Fun, the couple that I had seen. I see Ian's going to be on Monday. Ian Buchanan's going to be on. Yeah. He's going to be on the Monday show. So, yeah. I thought it was cute, the different things that they, you know.
I thought it was a unique idea. I think it's good that they're doing it. Nancy Legrand, a great person to be doing it.
Yeah, she is. And I think she had Jason Thompson on, and who else? I forget who was on. I remember him being on. And, but, yeah, the different things that they did was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, General Hospital's been kind of interesting, and love the character, you know, the characters on there. Now you have all the ones that were in jail. Like, how many people? I think we had, what, six in jail? Well, we had Sonny was in jail, and
Julian and Ava
and Franco. So, and Johnny. And now they're all out of jail. They've all, you know, they're all out of jail.
Yeah, they're not, and they are
going to be a short, you know, he's not going to be on a whole long time, but yeah, so that, I guess they're all going to, somehow they're all going to be forgiven for what they did, I suppose. Somehow they're all going to get off.
They're showing some previews for a bombing. I don't know if it was a serial scoop or what, but I think Ron Carlovati or somebody actually made a comment about it and said, I guess we couldn't keep everything under wraps for long.
A haunted star is supposed to blow up. And where else? Is there another bomb somewhere, too? Is it on the haunted
star? I don't know. I don't know what's supposed to blow up. I just know something is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the bomb placed at the haunted star, and then there's the bomb placed at the Bill Eckert's body, who we thought
was
alive
in the
chair, but it's really the dead body. But
yeah.
Yeah, because Dante woke up, he regained consciousness and saw the bomb, and then the camera panned up and they showed the dead body there.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting, of who's going to die and who isn't going to die, or is anybody going to die?
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be a few.
Sure,
but thankfully it will not be Sunny, because I love Maurice Bernard.
And it's not
going to
be,
Sunny leave the show.
I thought maybe that's the way.
I
thought that would be the way Kiki would go out, but I guess not, because I guess they're recasting Kiki. Now that
that is baffling to me.
Yeah, it's like, why just let Kiki go? No, need Kiki.
Yeah.
But I guess they're going to
recast. I don't understand that one.
Yeah,
I don't understand. I've gotten so confused over who her parents ever were. You know,
they're Ava and Silas.
Yeah.
I thought before it was Ava and Franco. So, yeah. Mm. And then, didn't she was really star, and didn't she really belong to Todd Manning, right?
No.
From what I can remember. Okay.
Yeah. So I lost
that
track
was
of some
little...
of that.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that, there are all those
relationships
on there, too, are like wild. Everybody's related somehow.
Like I said, I hope, I'm curious. You know, y'all were bringing up last week about Kristen Alderson possibly going to Days, which would certainly be good, but it just didn't sound like that fit with what she wants to do. But you know who I think she would be a great replacement for would be Abigail. Because it doesn't sound, every interview I have read with Kate Mancy is that she's just said what a fabulous opportunity it was for these 4 years, but that it's hard to make a decision to make a change in career and this, that, and the other, or go on, try to do something else. And she is at that age where if she's going to try, she ought to try. And I still kind of, her contract was up in December, according to Jason47's website. And so, they could replace, and certainly Kristen Alderson would be an ideal person to take that role. But I still don't think she's going to, to me, I think she's getting out of soaps, period, which doesn't sound like a bad idea,
like
especially some of these younger people.
She sings and stuff. She wants to get more into singing or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be on a soap, however, again, I don't know how old she was when she started on One Life to Live. I guess she was about 8 or 10. So, literally just her whole career has been nothing but the soaps. And when there's been such a change in television and there's still so much changing and everything, it would be a good opportunity. Just like James Scott is doing this comedy pilot for TBS. I'm just really excited about that. And, I guess it's called Wrecked. And they're starting to film it in Puerto Rico right now. And that sounds like, and it's a comedy, so that's going to be something, different to see him in. I hope it goes, at least we'll get to see him hopefully in something, I don't care what we see him in. I just want to see it. So, I think, I'm excited about that.
Oh, and did you see, Greg Ming is on Twitter now.
I must tweet to him.
I want to follow him just to like hound him and like.
Well, I tweeted a few things to him, just basically saying, "Oh, I would love to see so and so back for the 10th anniversary."
Oh yeah, maybe I got to go on and follow him.
Just I will do that as well.
Yeah.
I think we challenged them to do it a long time ago. We said Frank Valentini does so much, you know, on Twitter and does, you know, really does a lot of promotion of the show. And I've just, you know, challenged, you know, to see if Greg Ming has the stomach for it, because it's.
Yeah, I saw him tweet a few pictures with Lauren Kozlov, and also there was another picture with Deidre Hall that he tweeted.
Good.
Is it just at Greg Ming? Is that it? Or
it's at Greg underscore Ming.
Oh,
okay. Good.
And Ming, M-E-N-G.
M-E-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll
Greg
call with him tomorrow. That's
Ming.
Good.
Yeah.
No, I had not realized that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Okay. Well, anything else, ladies? I think I'm going to try to wrap it up here.
The Emmy prenoms are coming up. I saw that. I think it's February 4th, I think.
Mm-hmm. February.
Because they're going to do the show in April.
Okay. Is it going to be on the internet? Is that...
We still don't know.
I think it's going to be on TV, but I don't know if like the TV Guide Network or Pop, whatever
last
it's calling
year? Was that the disaster
last year? It was not on television last year. It will be on television somewhere.
Was that
this
one with the girls that didn't know who these soap
yeah,
stars
that
were?
Last year.
Hopefully they will burn from that. That was awful.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. It was horrible. They didn't even know who they were. They didn't know nothing about soaps at all. Nothing. Not only
they could have brought us, but we could have gone down there and done.
Oh, we said that. Oh my gosh, I could have done the interview. I mean, oh, they were bringing. I felt these soap actors were like looking at them like, and they were probably thinking the same things. You know, we've gone to fan events, and the fans know a lot. You know, a lot more than you two girls know. I mean, that was bad.
That was horrific. I don't know who came up with that plan. That was awful. But no, it'll be on television, but it'll be in April, which, you know, whereas I think they had gotten it down into the end of June last couple of years. So it'll be back in April. It originally was back in the spring. That was how daytime Emmys originally started, was in the spring. Mm-hmm. So they're really kind of getting back to what it was originally. But I don't know anything more than that. But I don't think it will be a, you know, it's not, I don't think it will be an ABC, NBC type thing. But it'll be like the TV Guide Network, whatever they're calling themselves now. I think they changed their name, but one of those types of, you know, cable networks that will cover it. But so it will be on television, and let's hope that they will not embarrass themselves. It's bad enough that they embarrassed themselves last year with it being streamed, I guess, and
yeah, it was just
it on
bad all
television.
Along. Yeah,
would be a big mess.
Yeah, interesting to see who gets the nominations. I never agree with them anyway, and I never understand how they do them. But yeah, well,
I think it's
I'm
all
sure,
rigged. I think it's all give and get. So
I'm sure Tony
Geary
will
left.
Get something again. I'm sure. He always
yeah,
does. He'll probably end up winning,
especially this dual role, this fluke,
yeah,
you know, thing. Yeah. So. But just like last year, Jane Elliott should have won. It still upsets me. And then she has really not had much of a story at all this year, which has really been disappointing. That is one disappointment I have with General Hospital right now, is that they really have not been playing Tracy true to her character. And I don't quite understand that, because, you know, overall, I think Ron generally does a good job with that. And you know, really hit last year was really her year to maybe have won, and you know, and she really, you know, I don't think she's going to have much of a chance this year, because she just hasn't had a story that's, you know, been cohesive. So that's one sad thing. But I guess we'll see. And Young and the Restless,
yep,
too. They've got a lot going on, and I guess they're going to do a natural, I think we talked about this last week, some type of natural disaster of some sort. So they're definitely going to, you know, have a big, but that's, you know, that's the MO for, I can't think of, last name is Phelps, Jill Fahrenfeld.
Yeah.
That's what she always
yeah,
does. Is, you know,
I don't watch that at all, so I don't know.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like I said, I think that's, they're actually, I think they're doing a pretty good job with some of it. And I think that the actor that played Justin Hartley, that played on Passions with Eric Martzoff, and then did, I guess, that CW show Smallville. I didn't see any of that, but evidently he's doing a pretty good job in stepping into Adam Newman's character. So I think that's, it sounds like that's being pretty well received overall. You know, like I said, they they've got most of the money. I mean, they're still, you know, their ratings are still legions ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what next week brings then. So, but thank both of you for calling in and helping me out.
Well, I'm excited. Jamie, thanks so for the Greg Ming thing. I didn't know that at all. I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, girls, have a good night, and hopefully we'll be back next week.
Okay. Have a great week. You take care.
Okay. Thanks, Jamie.
Tell Anna we missed her.
Yes, Anna needs to get back here. We miss her, so hopefully maybe she'll be able to make it next week. So
awesome.
Okay.
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 Take care.
Thanks, everyone. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, Jamie.